talk a little bit about the physical nature of this game, because that seemed to be the one of the dominating factors, at least until you guys opened it up at the third period there.
I mean, you can put a finger on a lot of things. You know, we have a game plan. Being physical isn't, you know, one of our strong suits. So it's, you know, we just want to play fast and, you know, just be on the body. And, you know, if the hits are there, take it. Don't go chasing them. You know, we played a good team game and, you know, we stuck through all 60.
So was that hit on Koivu then? Was that more situational than a moment in the game, if you will?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's just there and, you know, I'll take it when it's there.
Dustin, did you feel that was a special game, a special performance by you, or just a routine day at the office?
It was just another day at the office.
Was it just another day at the office defensively? I mean, you held them without a shot for about 15 minutes and only five for 35 minutes.
You know, we have a game plan going in right from the start, and, you know, for the most part, we didn't get away from it. And, you know, we got the pucks deep, and, you know, we got on the pucks the right way, got good, smart dumps, and, you know, we ended up on the good end. They're a great hockey team, and, you know, bounces go that way.
What'd you think of Tyler Myers' move and his goal?
It's always nice when, you know, you see a D-man like that, you know, make a move and, you know, get the opportunity and score like that. It's always enjoyable to watch.
You mentioned having your game plan. Everyone's got a game plan going into it. Very few teams are able to exercise that game plan as dominantly as you guys did tonight. How do you pull that off?
Just stick to it. That's all we can do is, you know, just do it, move our feet in smart dumps, and, you know, that's what we did.
Throughout a series, do you feel as if now, with the way that things have ended towards the end of that third period, that that's what we have now between these two teams?
I mean, it's going to be the same. You know, they're a great team over there. It's, you know, there's no room out there for both teams. It's, you know, it's a grind. It's a battle. It's playoff hockey.
What does a big hit like when you have him quite do for you, though? I mean, does it energize you in the game?
Make me smile, I guess. You know, that's just part of the game.
I enjoy
playing the game. It doesn't really do much for me.
Are you able to enjoy the moment right now, Dustin, in terms of you're maybe a guy that understands how few and far between playoff opportunities are? I mean, you win a cup in Chicago, got traded to Atlanta, and really these are your first two wins since then in the playoffs. I mean, can you
appreciate that right now?
Yeah, I mean, that was, you know, one of the things I had to say. You know, it doesn't come around very often. So, you know, enjoy it. And, you know, while you're here, you might as well give it all you got. And you never know what can happen.
Dustin, there's a lot of white fans here. Do you expect in Minnesota that there will be some Jets fans down there?
I would think there would be some Jet fans, but it's Minnesota, so I don't know. We'll see.
What about friends and family of yours?
I'm sure there'll be some family and friends there, too.
Dustin, sorry if you answered this, but what kind of tone does the end of the game here set for game three?
I don't think it sets much. It's, you know, both teams are going to go back, look at video, and, you know, see what we can do to get better.
Dustin, when you dominate as much as you guys did today, how important is it to sort of reset for game three and know that the Wild are going to be coming out strong and not try and carry this over, I guess, or being overconfident after a performance like tonight?
You know, we just got to control what we can control and just go out there and do our jobs. That's all.